Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Bird Show.
I let my own insecurities for no reason get in my way. And after Mo talked about DMs yesterday, I realized I needed to confess something to my girlfriend yesterday.
So yesterday, I told a story about how a cousin of mine wanted to help out with my social media account. And so I gave him my password, but somehow, some way, in me doing that, when he entered the password, it connected both of our accounts. So he wasn't only logged into mine, I was also logged into his. And at that point, I started to receive notifications that were intended for his DM, but they were coming directly to my phone. And some of them were so salacious and so entertaining that it caused me to go into his DMs and read a few more than I probably should have. And I have been entertaining myself with his DMs ever since.
All right, so yours wasn't based out of insecurity. Yours was based out of, like, drama. You were just getting involved in the drama.
Yeah, I mean, the universe put it in my lap, yep. And I couldn't resist, man.
So mine is strictly out of insecurity, right? And I think I realized yesterday that I needed to confess something to Amanda, my girlfriend. I have been in every relationship, and how often have I said in the 25 years of doing the Bird Show, 100% honesty in your relationships is like 2 percentage points too much. Not big lies, just little itty bitty ones, just to keep the peace if it's superficial. Well, we all have seen what my track record is, so I'm trying something new. 100% honesty.
You're stupid.
Yeah, you are.
So yesterday, as Mo is talking about him checking his friend's DMs out, I realized that the last time Amanda and I, not the last time, but the time before that, went on vacation to Guadeloupe, right? She forgot her phone back in Atlanta. So when she
not surprised at all that she did that.
Yeah. I don't know how she and I are going to get through life, but we're bumbling and stumbling our way through it, man. So while we're in Guadeloupe, not only does she need my phone to check in with Asa, her son, then she also, you know what, in downtime, she wanted to check her Instagram and check messages and stuff like that, but she couldn't. So I'm not exactly sure what she did, but using my account, the same I think you're talking about yesterday, using my account, she could check her DMs through my account. Mm-hmm. So she had access to mine, and I now had access to hers. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
It's really easy because you can sign up multiple accounts on Instagram, exactly. And then at the bottom right-hand corner, you just go click, click, and it moves over to the other person's
That's
profile.
Yeah, yep. In fact, I've accidentally posted stuff as Amanda before the last couple of weeks, so I should have known better. But because I have access to her DMs.
Uh-oh.
Herbert Weiss, no, you did not.
No, don't say it. Don't say you did it.
I had to confess to her yesterday. It's been at least two or three occasions where I checked.
Two or three? Why?
Dude, you checked her phone. That is the equivalent of a woman breaking into her man's phone to check his text.
Well, technically, it was from your phone, right?
Yes. Just her.
Okay. It was technicality.
Isn't it breaking if you have the keys?
So let me be 100% vulnerable with you guys and tell you why. I trust her 1,000%. And that is not a cliche. There is nothing I don't believe anybody could say to my girl online that she is going to do anything, even remotely sideways. Just not who she is.
Then why'd you do it?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I'm a little insecure about how good her relationship is with her ex-husband sometimes. They are like best of friends. And they realized that, look, they're just better as friends than they are as married people.
It's very bold of you to admit.
So, you know, they text each other all the time, as good co-parents should. Here I am preaching that on the air all the time. But there's also, there's a lot of memes that go back and forth between the two of them. And I'll be honest with you, I'm just like, yeah, I know you guys are friends and stuff, but is there too much connection here? Is it too still like solid, a best friendship? So I just wanted to see how often she and Brandon were exchanging memes with each other.
Herbert.
And I know. Because I was feeling insecure about it.
Aw, little Joey Bowie.
Yes. And there's no, it's not because I think there's any chance they are getting back together. They are not. He has moved on. She is happy that he has moved on. He's engaged. He's got a fiance. But they still are very, very, very good friends. So it wasn't even like, hey, she may stumble back with Brandon. It had nothing to do with that. It was simply feeling insecure that they were in contact with each other so often during the day.
All right, let's get to the best part. You told her this.
I did.
What did she say?
She said, oh, no problem.
Really?
She said, I got nothing to hide. And that's when I confessed to her. It had nothing to do with hiding.
Yeah.
This was me being insecure and wanting to see how much conversation you and Brandon are having in your DMs over memes.
And her response?
Not a meme, apparently.
She said she said what I already knew, that they don't do that very often. And I know that because I checked a couple of different times.
Three times.
Uh-huh. Three times.
Yeah, let's go with three.
And then I said, have you been checking mine? And she said, I don't have access. I just assumed that if I had access to her, she had access to mine, and she didn't. So I gave her my password and said, I got nothing. It shouldn't be uneven like that. So if you want to do that, go ahead and do it. But I'm sorry that I did it. She won't, or she will.
I do think there's a way to look at this, though. I mean, a counterpoint, like how wonderful that you have such a cool girlfriend that is able to have such a wonderful co-parenting relationship with her ex-husband and they're still friends. But I do think we've talked about this before. I think every day you wake up and you choose your partner. You choose to love them every day. There are ups and downs. Every day she's waking up and choosing you.
Yeah.
And I think like sometimes we're like, oh, I worry about this person. She's choosing you every single day. And I think sometimes we get lost in that when we see other people. We're like, oh my God, what if they are they talking too much? Is there a relationship there? Like, I know she would never step out on you, but she's not that kind of person. She's choosing you, and that's got to feel good.
She makes me aware of how much she loves me every single day. There was absolutely no reason for me to do what I did in my DMs except my own history and my own insecurity.
Yeah, she chooses you every day. We have no idea why, but she does.
I gave her another reason yesterday.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in-store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save big money at
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.